girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, what's up? When I look at you, I think of my favorite fruit. Oh. It's big, juicy, and sweet.
Yeah.
It's a fine apple.
Oh my
god. You are like so fine.
Stop it.
You fine apple.
Oh my god. No, do not use that.
After he drops that line, whatever you do, do not barricade yourself in the women's restroom. Instead, tell him that he's so funny. He just made you pee-pee your pants a little bit. So you have to go home, but then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. A voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Yo, what's up, shorty? You know who this is, from the club. And I'm just calling you, man, just to see when we're going to get up. You know, we need to do something so I can, you know, lick on your neck hairs. And, you know, just give me a call back when you free, you know. And we're going to do our thing.
Next time.
Lick on your neck hairs.
You know, I hope that's an expression.
I almost had him, like, I could have given him lick on your neck maybe, but yeah, lick on your neck hairs.
Yeah, the neck would have been fine. I don't know why this guy has a thing with licking neck hairs, but
hey,
to each his own.
Yeah, just wait till it makes its way to your ear hair, girl.
Ew.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
First unheard message.
Hey, it's we both know. You're into me. I'm into you. Let's do it. Let's hang out. We'll make something happen. How does that sound, baby? Yeah. How about you give me a call back? Anytime will do. All right. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Next message.
I wonder why he got the number to the Loser Line. He sounds so smooth.
And you know he just read some GQ article about how women like men that are direct and in charge.
Let's cut through all the BS. Yeah. You clearly want me so bad.
Look at me.
And guess what? Fine. I'm into doing charity work. I'll give it to you.
I'll throw you a bone.
You're lucky. Today's your lucky day. Here's another message.
Next message.
We met. I love you. Wait, is that too much? I don't know. But this is and I really, really, really like you. If you could just call me back. I'll see you tomorrow like we planned, or did I just plan that myself? I don't know. Wait. Yeah. Alright. Give me a call. I love you. I mean, I know you. Alright.
I know you.
I like how he tries to come back from it at the end.
He clearly was in no state to be making any kind of phone calls.
I know. On whatever.
He was on something for sure. Remember, if you want the number to the Loser Line, just text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number you can give to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you so they can leave us voicemails instead of calling and bugging you. Here's another one.
Next message.
Yeah, what's going on, can you give me a call, Plaque, and stop BSing me? Because, to be honest with you, I thought I was the man that night, and... You feel me? And then it's like, all right, you give me your number. What's the whole point? For all that, you could have gave me your Facebook or your Twitter. You feel me? Give me a call back and stop playing games. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be pressed like another dude. You know, I know a lot of dudes tell you, yeah, I'm that dude. But nah, you was giving me mad play in the club. What's going on? Give me a call back, please. Thank you.
Next message.
He's very confused.
He obviously misread the situation.
It's true, though. When you give someone your phone number, it's way more personal than saying, just find me on Twitter or find me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So people are like,
that's how you
I'm
always
in.
Know somebody's not into you. They're like, yeah. Hit me up on social media.
Yeah, because they won't even give you an email address at that point.
No.
They're
like, come
just
on,
find me. But your name's John Smith.
But I'm on there.
You'll find me.
Just go through all of them. Message all of them. Eventually, you'll get to me. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, this is we met Friday at I had a really great time talking to you, and I know that we both talked about what we like to do for fun, and I definitely would be interested in, you know, exploring all the stuff that you were talking about. I do want to tell you about something that I left out. I don't normally tell people this up front because I don't know how they'll react. But I collect machetes. I know that might sound creepy on the surface, but I have a very good reason. Machetes actually remind me of my mom. There's a really funny story about it. and I will totally share it with you when we hang out, which I hope that we will. I know that I probably shouldn't even be asking you this, but I actually have a storage locker that is filled with machetes, and I would love to show you if you would want to come see. I mean, that could be, you know, what we do on a date when we hang out.
Next message.
That is not the way to get somebody to go on a date with you. I'm really into machetes, and they remind me of my mom.
My mom, who's chopped up into little pieces out in the backyard.
All about it when we get together. What a teaser.
Wow. Man.
Whoever gave that guy the loser line is at home right now going, oh, man, I really want to know the whole story with the machetes. I shouldn't have given him that phone number.
Yeah, right.
Okay, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.